Well, it's so exciting to see how far we've come with Living Free from the Divorce Speaker Series. What an opportunity to be with all of you and our speakers to help you find your path on this journey to your highest self. We have all joined you so that you'd be able to find this highest space within you. With all the great things you do, there are always people who hold you up. I want to publicly acknowledge my assistant, Katie, who built our framework, designed all our materials, our website, our email, and hosted all the technology for each session. She is one brilliant and creative person. She's simply the best. And I've been blessed to have her by my side through this speaker series. Thank you, Katie. Yesterday, we had some fun with Laura Campbell, where divorce ends, your destiny begins. Remember, you can hear the replays at replays.livingfreefromdivorce.com. This series has shown you how you can get back up and soar higher. Your divorce has given you the opportunity to look deep within yourself, to know and understand you, to see all you have to offer, to get clear on just what you desire for this next part of your life. It's now time for you to take the steps to make that next chapter of your life come alive. Harold Whitman said, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Today, Sharon Wilson's going to share with you if transformational coaching right for you. But before we begin our interview, let's do our centering exercise. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, and just feel that energy deep into your belly. Take another breath, and just feel it going in and out. Notice your body. Notice if it's relaxing. Are your shoulders falling? Let go of any thoughts of worry and just allow yourself to be present. Allow yourself to listen to what's possible for your life. As you think about the next step in your journey, just ask that it be shown to you. Trust and be open to whatever might pop up for you. Breathe into that and come back to our call. Sharon Wilson's a certified spiritual counselor, top spiritual business coach, and veteran of the coaching industry for over 15 years. She's trained thousands of people to be transformational coaches and have more joy, fulfillment, and fun in their lives and work. So, do you feel called to help people? Do you want to get paid for helping people transform their lives? So maybe informational coaching might be right for you. So welcome, Sharon. And could you tell us a bit about how you got to doing this work?
Oh, thank you, Dottie, so much. And I just know how important it is to have those wonderful angels with us. So I really want to appreciate you for thanking your support team. I think that's awesome. Dottie, I came from corporate America, and I was really miserable. I felt stuck in how much I could make. And although as an executive I made a good income, it just never seemed to be enough. I had big credit card bills. Since I was so miserable in my job, I became somewhat of a shopaholic. And I realized later it was about feeling like I wasn't doing anything that was making a real difference in the world. And Dottie, I didn't realize that a lot of people feel that way, and that it's an indicator that you really are being called to something bigger, kind of that discontent. And I was reading self-help books and felt like I was here to do something more than the job I was doing. And I felt guilty at first since I did make a good income, but, I wanted more. I wanted to jump out of bed every morning and be excited for the day, to feel like I was making a difference in people's lives. And, Dottie, it seemed like such a pipe dream at the time, and it caused me to go into a deep depression. I wanted to do work I love, and I wanted to make a good income and have time for my family. I thought, can I really have it all? And my husband and I have been trying for years to get pregnant, but the stress of my job, the long hours, the traveling was really impacting me having a child. My doctor said there wasn't any physical reason that I couldn't get pregnant, but stress really could impact it. So I prayed that if I could get pregnant, then I would serve a higher calling. You know, Daddy is making all kinds of deals, right? So, and I said, you know, if I get pregnant, I'll find a way to help others that are feeling like me, stuck and hopeless and feeling like the only way to make money is at a J-O-B, or, you know, that feel like they have to keep running like a mouse on a treadmill to pay the mortgage. You know, I was just making all kinds of deals. Well, you know, soon after that, I got pregnant. A series of, I feel, really divinely inspired events happened for me, and I wrote about them in Jack Canfield's book, Mastering the Law of Attraction. And, you know, Dottie, my chapter is called A Leap of Faith. And it brought me to the place to decide to be a spiritual coach that would help people move past their own blocks and fears. And, you know, sometime after this experience I had, I left my job and I replaced my corporate income, but not without a lot of bumps in the road. And I started by coaching people I could really relate to, right? Miserable corporate people. Those are the first people I started with. Because I really got their issues. You know, I knew what they were feeling and I could relate to them. And I had credibility since I'd been there. And I was using this coaching system I developed through my inner guidance to help me move past my own blocks and fears and to step in and have a leap of faith. And, you know, people just started to show up and ask me, well, how could I be a coach that helped people transform their lives? And, you know, and I started to coach others that wanted to be transformational coaches, to even do it part-time so they didn't have to leave their jobs. I mean, some people I've coached to be coaches wanted to keep their jobs. They actually had great benefits and all kinds of things. They just wanted another income stream and to really feel that they were answering this calling they felt inside of them. So that's what we're here to talk about today, to help everyone see if being a transformational coach, even part-time or adding it to your current business or career, could be right for you, and to help you all see that there are other doors open to you, especially if you've been feeling like there are not a lot of options, you know, which can really happen when we've gone through a divorce or we're going through the process of that. I'm really here to help people see that there are options, and maybe this option may be a match for you. And by the end of this interview, my intention is that you'll know in your gut if this is a calling for you. You'll feel something stirring in you that'll say, yes, this is what I've been looking for.
Wow, Karen, I did start the coaching part-time because kind of like, I mean, there was this calling, this push, and I always have liked teaching and helping people. So I did for a number of years do that, but it was just, you know, I kept wanting to do it more and more. So I appreciate you saying that because that is a great option to be able to begin with. So, Sharon, who can benefit from this call that we're talking about? Coaching.
Yeah, well, you know, I really think this is the right place for you if you've been feeling like you want to do something that really makes a difference and you're not sure what that is or how to do it, or if you're maybe a coach now but have not really gotten your business off the ground. You know, I work with a lot of people who just really haven't gotten that business off the ground. Or maybe you're just curious about coaching but are not sure how that can all work for you. I really believe if you're listening to this call, you're on this call, you're hearing it later, there's just no accident that you're here, and I loved your centering exercise in the beginning. I just really feel that the people that are called to this are being called because they've been praying for, you know, for the information or the options or, you know, the possibilities, and there's a reason that you're hearing my voice. I mean, I believe something wants to be born for you. Something's ready to emerge. And today my intention is to activate in all of you that really are feeling a match, the power and the belief that if this is a match, that you can do this. And you can make a great income, even part-time. You know, Daddy, as you know, it's so fulfilling to work with clients and see their transformations and to know that you're truly doing what you came here to do. And I know that when someone's doing what they're called to do, and I love that quote you gave in the beginning because it's so true, you know, what lights you up. You know, we need people in the world that are lit up, you know, lit up from inside. And I just know that when you are operating from that place, that things line up for you to support you. And it's a very prosperous place when you're aligned with your calling.
Wow, that's so inspiring, Sharon. Thanks. Can you tell us a bit about what you're going to cover today in your presentation?
So what I'm going to share with everybody is to really help you know at a deep level if being a transformational coach is for you. I'm going to share with everybody how you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is your calling. I'm also going to lay out for everybody how you could add transformational coaching as an income stream to your current job or business, even part-time. And then I'm also going to talk about the 7 simple things you need to have in place to be a transformational coach. And you have to have these things in place to be successful. And if anyone's working as a coach right now and you want to have more success, then this will be so really super important to know. And I'm also going to go over the mistakes, the 3 mistakes most coaches make that prevent them from having success and how you can sidestep each one. And for anybody who wants to dig in deeper into this, I've got some great information that can help take you to the next level, and I'll provide that at the end of the call.
Great. Okay. Pretty informative. That's important. So, Sharon, can you say more about what a transformational coach is and who's a good match to be a transformational coach?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dottie. Well, first of all, let me say I believe transformational coaches are born. They're born that way. They're hardwired from birth. You know, for me, Dottie, my first week of kindergarten, I showed the signs. I brought a little boy home from school on the bus because people were teasing him about not knowing the alphabet. And I told my mom I wanted to help him. Now, there was a little bit of a challenge because he wasn't supposed to go home on the bus. There was a little bit of a challenge. He was missing. But it worked out okay. And my mom said, you know, I knew there was something different about you early on. Even then, I seemed older than my years. Even when I was a child, you know, my mom said, you just seem like an old soul. You know, and those weren't words that, you know, my mom would bandy about or people would say, you know, you're an old soul. It just kind of came out. She said, you just seemed like an old soul. And early on, I became the Dear Abby of my grade school, always helping people to find ways to solve problems at home or with teachers. It was just a natural thing that I wanted to help. I wanted to support people. I was a very sensitive child, and things hurt me easily. You know, I had some bullying experiences and things, so, you know, I really understood what it was like to be on that side and really just feeling like, you know, your worth was dictated by others. And, of course, I had to transcend that, so that was a great opportunity for me as well. So some of the telltale signs that you have the DNA, you're kind of hardwired to be a transformational coach. I want people to kind of think about these because some of them are very much present in my story. And so I want you to think about it. You know, the first one is you find yourself wanting to help others, and you may have seen this from a young age, right? That's one of the things that was present for me, and I see that over and over. Maybe you didn't know how, but you wanted to help others. That was just a natural inclination. The second thing is you may have been through some difficult things or just felt somehow that you're here for a bigger purpose. You know, Daddy, my parents were divorced. We had 7 kids. My father committed suicide. My mother had to go back to work after being a country club wife, you know, for 18 years. I mean, you know, just all this stuff, right? You know, I mentioned as a child I was teased in school and bullied until I stood up to my bullies and realized that they were the ones with the problem, not me. You know, so it seems transformational coaches are given lots of opportunities, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Dottie, to, you know, develop a stronger sense of resilience. And, I mean, gee, going through a divorce, you know, that is an opportunity to develop a stronger sense of resilience. And by having these experiences, I believe that these people activate in them powerful abilities to see others' greatest possibilities. Because going through challenging experiences creates growth and the ability to support others at a level beyond the intellect, even beyond empathizing. It's like something is activated in you. So by going through these seeming adversities, and they are at the time, it's as if you're being trained to be able to hold the vision and support for others when they don't yet believe it, right? They don't believe that they can do it or they can get through something. You can hold the vision because you've been through all kinds of challenging things. And you know, well, you know, you can get to the other side of it. A third thing is you feel excited about personal growth books, seminars. You feel alive when you're reading or discussing things that are expansive, like law of attraction. Or it may take different forms, but the idea of growth and expansion excites you. Maybe it's more science-oriented or physics-oriented, you know, that kind of thing. But you know, there's this natural sense of there's more, and I want to grow into that. Another thing is you're other-centered. Now, that can seem to get us in trouble at times, but you have a deep empathy for others that are sensitive. You may cry at things easily or feel goosebumps when you get excited. You know, I cry at, you know, commercials, you know, like that Pepsi commercial with all the puppies. I mean, I'll cry every time at that. So it's just, you know, and that might seem to be, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm so sensitive, but it's part of you being hardwired that way, and it really is a value for you. And you may want to save others from the problems you've had. You might find yourself talking to strangers about their problems. And I find that people are wired that are transformational coaches. People seem to open up easily to you. You know, I'll go to parties and my husband will say, well, how do you know that person? I say, oh, I just met them. Well, what, are you kidding me? They're telling you all their problems. People don't do that to me. I say, I don't know. He's like, it's just something about you. So, you know, you might hear that. You know, there's something about you. You just, people feel like they want to open up to you. They trust you. And another is energy affects you. You know, you may not love crowds. The energy may be too much. You might find yourself blooming in nature and the water. You know, we recently went to a trip to New York City. You know, that's a very frenetic kind of energy. And I really had to prepare myself, you know, for being in that kind of energy. It's very exciting. But at the same time, I've got to recognize that, you know, my energy gets affected. And because I sense energy, you know, very easily. And energy does affect you. And the last one, and there's more, but these are the ones that I feel are really telltale signs, is you feel a calling to live your life purpose. It's kind of like a pager's going off for you, that you need to get on with what you really came here to do. Now, you may not know what that is, and it could be transformational coaching, but there's this nagging at you, and it may make no sense. You may have a great job, seem like you've got it all together, but it just feels like something's missing. And it may make you feel guilty, like, oh, how could I want more than what I have? But there's kind of this yearning, like, there's something more I need to be doing. And it can really frustrate you because you think, well, what could it possibly be? So I'm just helping people to see that you might be hardwired to be a transformational coach. Now, Dottie, there are a lot of different kinds of coaches, but the common theme, the core I see, is you want to support people to their greatest possibilities. Now, maybe, and this is perfect because many people that are listening to this may have been through a difficult divorce, or they're in it right now, or they're contemplating going through it. And, you know, you really want to help others avoid some of the challenges that you had, or help them know they can get to the other side. Or maybe you've lost a lot of weight and you know all the pitfalls you went through, and you can help and inspire and support others. Maybe you've gone through a health challenge. And, you know, I mean, there's certainly plenty of medical intervention, but what about the support that you can get through it and all of that? You know, that's just not present. Maybe you have a business and you can mentor others about what you wish you knew. I mean, very successful businesses like Mary Kay and, you know, Avon, all kinds of those sort of businesses started from, you know, people wanting to help others and who had gone through some very difficult challenges of their own. So, you know, the key indicator to me that you may be wired as a transformational coach is really that, you know, you feel these things and you may not have put it all together before. Now, you asked me, Dottie, so, you know, who can be a transformational coach? Well, I want to answer that anyone that feels this call, and you really will know if you do, and is willing to make a commitment to your own transformation. And, you know, Dottie, that is so key, because to coach someone to transformation, I believe you have to be focused on your own ongoing transformation. I'm committed to my ongoing transformation. I'm a work in progress. I'm never done, right? And I am always doing things to move towards more transformation. You have to walk your talk. Now, that doesn't mean you need to be perfect, because we can't be perfect and we're works in progress, but you need to have a system that works for you to transform beliefs and patterns that are not serving you. And we'll talk about that more at the end of our interview here. So, you know, remember, I started my coaching business with a brand new baby. You had mentioned that. But, I mean, literally, I was 8 months pregnant when I started my coaching business. And I had no plan. I mean, it was very interesting how it happened. I don't coach people to necessarily do that. I wish there would have been somebody that I would have heard saying, oh, wait, that's me. I'm wired that way. Okay, that's great. But, Dottie, I had the calling. And I knew that if I really partnered with whatever y'all may call your highest guidance, I would succeed. I just knew it. So when someone tells me that, and I know that I couldn't talk them out of it, then I say, okay, then you can do it the way that I did it. But if somebody could talk you out of it, then we need to start a little bit, you know, we need to start in some stages. But, you know, if you have the calling, then there are people for you to serve out there. And you just need to line up with them at an energy level, and they will be on their way to you. So I really want people to know that if you're feeling that, you got to push aside any of the fears. Well, how will I do it? How will I make money? Because I'm going to talk more about that. And there are people now that can show you the way. And so, but the first thing is, you know, are you called? And are you willing to make the commitment to your own transformation?
Right. And I would say that so much. And, you know, part of this journey that our listeners are going through, or people just going through divorce, is really much the gift in this, because it does catapult you into that whole journey of, you know, learning to love yourself. What is it I really want? Instead of, you know, just externally living life. And like you said, when you were telling about your journey and how you got here, you know, it looked like it should have been a good life, but there was something within you that pushed you. So I think, you know, I think that's so true about, you know, you've got to be willing to, you know, our speaker yesterday said the good, bad, and ugly about yourself to really be able to help other people with their, you know, journey also. So Sharon, tell us, what's holding back people from doing this if they feel called to be a coach?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because in my experience, Dottie, I hear five core stories, and I call them stories because they're things we're telling ourselves, or stories we're telling ourselves. They oftentimes are not true, but they're stories that, you know, we really buy into. And others can stem from these. And I call them stories because, you know, they could sabotage you and keep you from taking actions. And some of these stories are, I've heard from coaches, you know, life coaches, business coaches that just haven't been able to get their businesses really off the ground. I mean, they felt a calling, but something's just missing. Like, what's happening? They're not able to really, you know, get this moving forward. I mean, I replaced my corporate income the first year. So, you know, when people tell me they haven't had success, I say, well, okay, you know, you got the calling, you're committed to the transformation, right? Something's missing. So here's some of the stories that I hear. The first one I hear is, you know, Sharon, I don't know what I would actually do with these people. I hear people tell me, so Sharon, I really resonate and I feel called, but what the heck would I do with these people? How could I really help them? You know, it surprises me that people have even gone through coach training and can actually have this as a story. I've heard people tell me they're trying to coach people with books all around them from trainings they've taken. So the system you coach people on is so key. You have to have a system that you use to move past fears and blocks so you can support your clients to move past fears and blocks and doubts. This is the same whether you're coaching an executive or a homemaker. You know, everyone has fears, stories of their own, and that can hold them back. And you have to have a system that gets results and is replicatable. You know, we have a 5-step coaching system we teach that combines an inner and outer approach that you can use with anyone in any goal to support them to accomplish their goals faster by being able to move past these stories more easily. And later on, I'm going to give people some resources to help them to show you how to find out more about that. The second thing I hear people telling me, another story, Dottie, is, you know, Sharon, I just don't have enough time to do something like this. It probably takes a lot of training. You know, a lot of times when you feel a calling like this, there's a part of you that will do anything to keep you from taking a risk. You know, we'll come up with all kinds of roadblocks for you to even not consider anything. And I can tell you, we teach people how to be transformational coaches in just one weekend. So I know it doesn't have to take a lot of time, and it can be affordable. And, you know, I know that it's just a story people are telling themselves because they don't have any other information. The third thing I hear people say is, you know, Sharon, truly, can I make money doing this? I mean, will people really pay me? This is one of the most powerful things that can stop folks from doing what they're called to do. You know, I hear this from folks considering being a transformational coach and also those not having the success yet and they are trying to do coaching. There's a sense of feeling insecure about the ability to create a good income. You know, for me, I came to a point of considering ending my life before I'd let myself be open to the idea that I really did deserve to do work that fed my soul and you know, I just needed to take a leap of faith I'd be taken care of. So it can bring up all kinds of issues about worthiness and value, and it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy if you're not able to know how to activate a greater sense of prosperity consciousness, which I believe is part of a coaching system and is part of what we teach, is to support you and your clients to activate prosperity consciousness, because you have to be able to activate your belief that you deserve to make a good income doing work you love, and you need to plan to do it as well, but it's not enough to just have the inner work. You also have to have a clear path and direction on the how. Another thing is I hear people say is, you know, Sharon, I don't like to sell, so how would I get clients? Well, you know, Daddy, most people have never had to sell anything, and there's a general sense that selling something is about pushing people, manipulating them, and, I mean, truly, who wants to do that? So when people think about, you know, the story, how would I sell, the idea of coaching, it can stop them from ever taking any action to even explore this any further. And I've coached thousands of people in all kinds of industries to sell from a place of serving, using a coaching-oriented approach that's easy and even fun. But if you never knew there was such a process, then this story could keep you from doing what you're called to do if you're feeling called to help others in a transformation. And, you know, Daddy, I see this as one of the number one reasons many coaches that come to our programs who are not having the success they want, that's one of the number one reasons they're not. They've never learned to be effective selling in a way that feels good to them and to others, so they block themselves from the prosperity that's all around them. And the last story that I hear, Dottie, is people tell me, you know, Sharon, I'm not qualified to do this. Well, that's another I don't feel worthy. You know, they'll tell me, you know, I need a degree or fill in the blanks, whatever it is that they need. This is a powerful way that your ego will keep you from fulfilling your life purpose. You know, there's so many successful people, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay. I mean, you know, you can just go down the list, you know, people I've been on the stage with and people that I've connected with that, you know, they were called and they never had any formal quote-unquote training, or they never had, you know, any degree that was in front of them. I mean, Louise Hay healed herself of breast cancer. She didn't get any kind of naturopathic degree, you know, and it's just she was called, and these people were called. And spirit really led them to activate what needed to be activated in them. So if you have the calling to be a transformational coach, then I believe you're qualified. Because you see, you'll be coaching people that you feel a resonation with. Just like I started out coaching miserable corporate executives, that's where I started coaching. Because I've been one. I mean, so you don't have to be perfect to be a transformational coach, but you'll attract people that you're just a bit ahead of. So as you grow, so will who you attract. But if you never allow yourself to even start, you'll never fulfill that calling. And that's something that can feel so frustrating. To know that you have something you came here to do, but you're not allowing yourself to express it because of these or other stories you're telling yourself. And you know, Daddy, that is the part of taking a leap of faith, that the calling you feel is something you really are aligned and you're able to do. Because if you're feeling a calling to coaching, chances are you've had some challenging experiences, and those experiences, whether you know it or not, have been preparing you. It's like a training ground, right? On-the-job training, preparing you to be able to support others to their greatest possibilities. And I say to people, you know, even if you're not sure what area you would coach people in, it doesn't matter. If you feel excited about supporting people to transformation, There are clients that are waiting for you. They're called for you to serve. And once you step into that calling, even just to explore it, you'll activate them to be on their way to you.
Wow. Isn't it amazing what fear does to us, huh? Keeps us
absolutely small.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Sharon, you had mentioned that there are 7 simple things that you need to have in place to be a transformational coach. Can you share those with us?
Absolutely. So I want people to write these down. There are 7 things that you absolutely must have in place. So the first one is you need a phone with a headset and a computer, okay? Because most coaches coach people and even have companies like mine on the phone. You know, I was mentioning to you, Dottie, we were talking about how when I started my coaching business and an organization that trains people to be coaches and mentoring people, that I wanted to be virtual. I didn't want to travel. My job was having me travel 80-85%, and, you know, here I was going to be having this child. And, you know, my daughter's freshman in high school now. And I said, until she graduates from high school, goes to college, I want a virtually based business. You know, and I coach people from all over the world, companies from all over the world, and I do it all through, you know, my home office that's connected. My office is connected to my home. I even have, I mentioned to you, I have a studio that I can do videos, I can do live streaming, I can do all kinds of things. So just imagine the possibilities. So you're going to need a phone and you're going to need a computer. So I'm pretty sure that anybody listening to this to find out about your telesummit, your training, had to have had a computer, and I'm thinking they had to have a phone too. So, you know, it's really an important thing. You have very successful virtual programs I do even on weekends through the computer where we teach people to be transformational coaches in 2 days on this computer, and it's all from the comfort of your home and computer. So you can set this up any way that fits for your life and time. And with the technology we have now, the free technology we have now, this doesn't have to cost a lot. So you don't have to have a lot of startup costs. So you can easily add this to anything you're doing because you can do it on the phone or online at a time that works for you and doesn't require a lot of startup fees. In our coaching program, we teach people how to do programs on the phone with groups, how to find people that are excited to pay you to coach them online or offline. The second thing is you need at least a few hours a week that you can devote to coaching new clients and talking to interested people about being a client, you know, first one-on-one and then in a group program that you can offer. You know, Dottie, when I coach people to coach clients, we give them a whole system on how to do this, even part-time, so you can add this on to anything you're doing now or do it in a way that you can transition from your current job. We've had people do it in a year or less, and to do it in a way that also allows you balance because that's so important. Balance is so key. The next thing is you need a system to coach people on. I mean, what do you actually do with them to help them accomplish their goals? You have to have a system to coach people on to support them that's replicatable. Number 4 is you need a way to talk to people that are interested in your coaching in a way that doesn't feel pressuring or manipulative, but is effective and also feels good. Number 5 is you need to be able to language what you do so people get it and are willing to allocate resources to pay you. You know, I hear this from so many people. They start talking about what they do, and, you know, transformational coaching sounds so etheric, doesn't it? Sound, well, what are you really going to transform me to, and what are you going to do? And, but, you know, you can language that in a very tangible kind of way. And anything you do, you're going to have to language in a tangible way because people need to have their head and their heart connected. And if my head is not connected to my heart, I am not going to allocate resources to anything, whether that's, you know, whatever it is, having an alarm system in my home or, you know, whatever, buying a pair of shoes. You know, my head and my heart have to get together. Now, sometimes my heart goes a little bit more crazy with the shoes, but I always justify it. So my head has to say, well, I don't have that color. And now my daughter and I wear the same size, so now I say, oh, we can both share those shoes. So,
yes, the justification.
Right? Number 6 is you need an effective way to find interested people that you want to coach that is no or very low cost. I mean, and this is a big mindset shift. It's really about getting clear on the people you want to attract to coach, not who will pay you to coach them. big shift. You know, getting clear on who would be my ideal client instead of, oh, okay, I'll go out there and try to convince anybody that has a checkbook or a credit card to coach with me, right? That's not serving anybody. But if you have this calling, I have to tell you, there are people already that are here for you to coach them. I believe it's a vibrational match. You're part of each other's journey, and you can support them. And so getting really clear on that is key to having success quickly. When I first started, Dottie, as a spiritual coach, back when nobody knew what the heck that was 15 years ago, what is that? Nobody knew what a coach was, like football coach. So then try to talk to them about spiritual coach in my business? Why? You know, I made a list of the kind of people that would be a match for my coaching. And when I talked to those miserable corporate executives, I looked for the qualities that I resonated with so that I was coaching ideal clients. I'll give you an example. All my private clients, mentoring clients, are people that feel a calling to support transformation, whether they own a pizza shop or they're a dentist or they're a network marketer. No matter what business they're in or want to be in, it's absolutely crucial for me that they feel aligned with transformation, and they want to build or grow their business using an inner and outer approach. They really get that. They may not know exactly how to do it. That's where I can support them, or programs can, but they know they want that. I don't have to try to convince them of that, right? So we're a match at this energy level, and when we meet, it feels like we've known each other before. You know, they'll say, I just feel like I've known you. Oftentimes people hear me speak and say, I don't know what it was, but I just really felt a resonation, like I could really, like you got me. And you know that there's a match there then. We felt very, you know, we feel very connected. And the last one, and the very most important one, it really should be number one, is you need a way to move past your own blocks, fears, and doubts about can you really do this and make a good income? And can you really help people get results? These are stories you're telling yourself, and they can stop you before you even get out of the gate, even get started. And you have to be able to coach your clients to do the same thing, the exact same thing. I mean, that's just absolutely the most important thing. Now, Dottie, can I share some examples of how people have embraced being a transformational coach?
Oh, absolutely. I think that makes it real. So,
yeah, let me give people some examples, because they might be saying, well, yeah, but, you know, tell me about some people. Because I know I always like to hear real life stories. So, Dottie, one person who learned our coaching system was an IT engineer, and she had great benefits. And while she didn't feel like she was living her life purpose through her job, I mean, she was good at it, but she felt like she wanted more. And she heard me speak about feeling this calling, and she really resonated and felt like I was talking right to her. And she lost a lot of weight. And wherever she went, she found herself talking to people about how they can do it, right? She's in the bathroom, and all of a sudden somebody's, you know, she starts talking about this. And it was just like they're magnetically drawn to her. And what she wasn't realizing is that she was coaching them. You know, these people that seemed to show up at parties and the PTA meetings and everything. She, you know, and a lot of people knew she lost a lot of weight, so that was even more so. But even people she just met, you know, in the bathroom, you say, I don't know what it is. You know, her husband would say, what was it that, you know, what took you so long? Oh, I started talking to this woman in the bathroom about losing weight. Why? I didn't even know you. You know, so it was just this magnetic thing. And so, you know, she wanted to pay her house off and so she could quit her job. So she learned our coaching system, and she got clear that she wanted to help people lose weight without dieting like she had done. So we helped her to get clear on the process that worked for her, because she really did have a system. We helped her pick it apart. And anyone who's gone through a difficult divorce, you've got some kind of system that got you through, right? You've got something that happened. And then she learned our transformational coaching system, and she was able to blend those together to use that with clients to help them move past fears and doubts and how to use energy principles to attract more of what they want. And this is really a clear step-by-step system that we teach, and then we just helped her add the elements that had helped her. right? And she also learned how to talk to people about her coaching system and to be clear for herself who was an ideal potential client for her. Now, she applied the self-coaching system that we worked with her on, that she would work with her clients on. So it's kind of like she did it first for herself, self-coaching, right, and always, and then applied that same thing to her clients. And her goal was to make $50,000 part-time while she was still working. She started using the transformational self-coaching system on herself to move past her stories, to activate more of a prosperity consciousness so she could attract people that would be joyful to pay her to support them to transformation. And when she learned our selling to serving system and just learned it in this two-day training that we did online, she was able to bring on 4 clients in just 1 month, paying her $400 a month for a year program that she did with them one-on-one. So within 30 days, she was making an extra $24,000 a year, working a couple hours a week, since she coached her clients every other week. Now, she also learned how to do a group program, and within 90 days, she was making $50,000 more a year with just 2 simple income streams. That was about 5 hours a week. So she did keep her job for a while because, you know, she was able to do that, but then she was able to transition out of that, paid off their house, and she was able to really leave a very toxic job experience and stay home with her kids. And so it was just amazing. Now, some of you may want to do this full-time. Others may want to do it part-time. Some people might say, gee, if I could make an extra $20,000 to pay for my kids' college, an average price, $20,000 a year, that would be awesome. You can do it with coaching. You can create this in any way that works for you, since it's a portable business on your computer, your phone, Skype, wherever you are. I was in Paris last year, and, there was a couple of companies that I was doing some things for. And I said, okay, well, I will be in Paris, but we can schedule some time when my family is going to go and be doing something else, and I can do work. And I didn't work all the time. I just worked a couple of hours because these companies really needed me to support them. But it really didn't interfere with my vacation at all. And so it's, you know, you can go on vacation and you can do that. Or when my mother was so ill and ultimately passed away, you know, I took my laptop and there I was, you know, in the hospital. And, you know, I mean, she was essentially in a coma. I mean, so I was there, I was available, but I was still able to do whatever I needed to do. You know, and it kept me also feeling focused, like I was doing something, you know, instead of just worrying and being concerned. So, you know, it's so amazing to have a business that's just portable, just pick it up and go. So, you know, you can be anywhere in the world and be coaching clients or groups. A lot of people got onto this phone bridge, right? They had to call into a phone number. Well, what if you called into a phone number and now you have a group of people you're coaching? You can even coach corporate clients in a virtual way. You know, I say to my corporate clients, you know, here's the fee if I come and have to put makeup on and do my hair. And here's the fee if I put it up in a ponytail and have yoga pants on. You don't see me.
I love it.
Right? And they usually say, we kind of like that idea of your hair in a ponytail. We like that one because that's a lot less pricey. I mean, I've done, you know, board of director meetings on Skype now. You know, I might have had to look good from the neck up, but I still had yoga pants
on.
But you know, I mean, it's about you creating this in a way that really works for you. And a lot of people to get that. You know, that's the possibilities of just imagine if things don't have to be so difficult. Just imagine if you could do work that you absolutely loved and it could fit into a schedule instead of trying to think about, 2, 3 jobs you might have to be working. You know, I've heard from so many people, and I've worked with lots of people who have gone through divorces, and so many people, you know, women especially, are oftentimes so impacted financially. I mean, there's some statistics that women's income, on average, can go down 40% in divorces, 40, 50%. And, you know, then what are they left to do? You know, get multiple kinds of jobs or get a job that, you know, maybe they're going to have to travel a lot more because, you know, those are the kinds of positions that oftentimes are going to pay, you know, pay a higher salary because they know people are going to have to offset that, you know, in order to make up for whatever their might loss have been. You know, so I just want people to really feel that, you know, if you're feeling a calling like this, there is a way to really make this work for you. I've seen it over and over again with people, and it's so gratifying to see people just living lives of their dreams that felt like pipe dreams. I know for me, when I was a miserable corporate person, you know, it just felt like a pipe dream that honestly, I would be doing work that I absolutely love. I would be paid great income. I would have this freedom to be able to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. That's really being free.
That's really being free. Gosh, you're such an inspiration, Sharon. It's really neat to listen to you go through this. And I'm like, it is. It's so fun. I want each one, you know, just kind of go like, it's worth it. You need to do this, you know. So I appreciate, you know, your enthusiasm and your inspiring way that you share that with people. Now, you also had mentioned that there's three mistakes most coaches make that prevent them from having success and how they can sidestep those.
Yeah, I mean, the mistakes, kind of went over that in the things that we talked about the stories. But the mistakes that most coaches make typically are not having a system, you know, that they coach people on, a structured system, because people want to know, well, what are you going to do with me? Step one, two, three, four, right? I've got to have my mind intellectually get that. And, you know, I hear a lot of coaches say, oh, well, I help you get from point A to point B. I mean, that's so intangible. You know, you've got to be able to tangibly explain to people, what do you do, why is it important, and what's the result, you know, step by step. You know, the second mistake is really the idea of not having a system that is effective for being able to language what they do, so people kind of get a deer in a headlight look, or, you know, they just are very intangible. Again, they kind of lead off more with feelings instead of tangibleness, so people, again, can't make that connection. And the third one really being not being effective in selling their services. You know, that can stem from not feeling worthy or valuable, or, you know, oftentimes it's really that they just, I mean, who ever taught you how to sell something? And, you know, in my mind, selling is a vibrational matching. So selling is serving. So it's a good thing. I mean, you know, my daughter has been going through some math tutoring, you know, get through geometry this year. And, you know, we've been paying a lot of money for it. And I told her tutor, oh, she's hopefully getting a B. But she would have just failed. It was just a long story. But I told her tutor, you know, when this is over, I'm taking you out to anywhere you want to go, and I'm paying for dinner, and we are just going to celebrate. We are going to, you know, clink a glass on this. And my husband said, well, why are you going to take her someplace? I mean, we've been paying her a lot of money, you know, all year. And I said, because she's been a answer to my prayers. Are you kidding me? I'm not only thrilled to pay her the money, I want to do more for her. Anything I can do to help that woman. Because
right?
And so it's the same thing. You know, she's a vibrational match. So to me, when someone sells me something that really is an answer to my prayer, boy, I'm excited and thrilled. So to be able to have a system that people can feel that way, they feel like, wow. But you've got to be able to have a system that walks them through and helps them activate for themselves that you're a match to what it is that they need. And there, you know, there's a system to doing that. You know, I spent a lot of years in corporate life in marketing and selling. I learned all the ways not to do it. And then I learned how to really take a structured approach that uses a coaching-oriented approach to help people to do that. I mean, I've taught that to CPAs. I've taught that to engineers. You know, 250 different industries, I think, at this point. And, you know, if you just understand how to have that conversation, then you're going to feel so good, and they're going to feel good, and they're going to feel like you're an answer to their prayers. And you know the person's an answer to your prayers, so it's a match. So those are the things really from a coaching standpoint that, you know, I feel are really holding a lot of coaches back. But, you know, it's the same thing if someone's feeling called to be a transformational coach. Those are some of the things that you want to sidestep, right? So to know ahead of time that those are some of the challenges, that's really important to know.
Wow. Well, Sharon, I know you have something to offer the folks that want to explore this further. Can you share that a bit? And before you start sharing, let me tell our listeners If you want to ask Sharon some questions, you can press star 2, and then if you're on the webcast, you can write your questions in on the box. And when Sharon finishes explaining, you can go there. And remember, you can follow Sharon as she's explaining what she has to offer at sharon.livingfreefromdivorce.com. Okay, Sharon, I'm excited to hear what you have to offer.
Well, great. Now, does that link take them over to my offer? The one
you yes, it does.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So I don't have to give that to them. So what I did is I created a 3-part training video series on how to be a successful transformational coach, even part-time, and how to make $50,000 to $100,000 a year or more. It's a $397 value, but I want to give it to everyone here as my gift. And in the video, there's 3 videos. They're 10 minutes. I made them very streamlined in my studio. And I go into more detail on some of the things we've talked about here today, like why now is the best time to be a transformational coach and why there are so many that will pay you and are excited to pay you to coach them to transformation, how to find them at no cost. You know, in the 3 videos, video 1 is why now is the best time to be a coach. Video 2 is how to easily attract clients who are the perfect match for you. And video 3 is how to coach clients once you get them. You know, whether you're a life, a health, a business, or other type of transformational coach, it'll work. Now, the videos will give you the tools you need to either start your coaching business or help make your existing coaching business more profitable so you can continue helping and serving more people. Some other things I cover in the videos is how to talk to clients and inspire them to hire you, like we were talking about here, right? That's one of the mistakes that so many coaches make. How to make money, make a difference, and feel good about it. Why college grads and retirees are even starting coaching practices and divorcees and how you can too. And you'll also find out how you can receive some incredible support from myself and my master coach team. So, you know, Dottie, it's not just another set of videos. I've seen so many of them with people telling, oh, this is why I'm so successful, and here how awesome I am, and here's some stories about how I got to where I am today. I just cut through all of that. I just go right into what can support you. It's about you and how we can support you and answer your questions about becoming a transformational coach. So to get access to those videos, there's just a page you need to go and just put your name and email, and you'll get them instantly. And you can get started on your plan to really live your life's purpose. And I have to say, if you're someone that feels like, oh, my gosh, jumping out of your seat, you want to be a transformational coach, and then you can just email my assistant, Stephanie, 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 at coachingfromspirit.com, and she'll get someone on my team that can contact you and talk to you, you know, about how that really could work for you. If you're just saying, that's it, I don't even have to listen to these videos, I don't have to watch these videos, I'm just so excited, you know, goosebumps are everywhere in my body, then just contact my assistant, Stephanie, and she will she'll make sure someone on my team gets in touch with you, and they'll support you and talk with you a little bit more about what you're looking to do.
Wow, that sounds exciting, and really gives them, you know, another picture, just like you've been creating this whole time that we've been talking about what it takes to be a transformational coach. So let's see, let me check again. I didn't have any questions, and I'm not sure I'd have any questions after listening to you, Sharon. You're so thorough, and you gave so much information, and, you know, to our listeners about the opportunity to be a transformational coach. So do you have any parting words for our listeners, and is there some kind of action? I usually ask the speakers to have them take some action so that they can follow up on what you've had to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, go and sign up for those videos and watch them. You know, they're on one page, so they're 10 minutes. You can stop them and watch them at any time you want. And then, you know, really take some action. I mean, in the video, in the 3rd video, I give you some suggestions, a coach's request on taking some action. So I really recommend that you start with the videos. And even at the end of the videos, if you have any questions or, you know, you something that, you know, you want to know more about, you can just email my assistant, Stephanie. I mean, we do give information in the video, but, you know, you can email her directly at Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie, at coachingfromspirit.com. And, you know, she'll be happy to get those questions to me and we can support you. But I really would request that you start with the videos. You kind of connect in and say, you know, is this something that I'm open to exploring? And even if you have your doubts about the idea of, oh, I don't know if transformational coaching would work with, for me, or any of those stories that might be coming up, I really encourage you to sign up for the videos and just really let yourself imagine the possibilities of you doing work that really supports others in a way that really supports you. And you really do have the ability to do that, and I believe that everyone deserves to do work that they feel is fulfilling and that really makes a difference. It, you know, it's not just transformational coaching. Like I said, you know, I have clients that are dentists or, you know, pizza shop owners or network marketers. It really doesn't matter what the realm is. It's that you're committed to transformation. And you want to support others to transformation. And when you watch these videos, you'll just be amazed at just the opportunity that there is now. You know, when you look around in the world and you see all the challenges, you have to know that there are people out there that want help and want support to be able to accomplish their goals, and they just don't know where to turn. Maybe they've been reading self-help books, but you know what? You can't pick up the phone and call the author. You know, you don't have the author available when you get stuck on chapter 3, you know. And so people are really looking. Maybe they don't even know consciously they're looking, but they're looking at an energy level. They're calling out for someone like you to support them. So I just know that all of you deserve to live lives of love and joy and peace and prosperity. And I see you all living lives of love and joy and peace and prosperity.
Well, thanks. Sharon, we did have one listener write in. How much does it cost to learn from you?
When you watch the videos, we give you a lot of that information. You'll be able to find that information. So because it's not just one answer, you know, we have payment plans. We have different kinds of things that we offer, different options depending upon where people want to start. That's what I'm saying. If you have some interest and you know, like, I really want to explore that, I watch my videos and then you can contact my assistant, Stephanie, or there'll be an opportunity for you to fill out some information if you want more information. So I would suggest you start with the videos because it's kind of not just one answer there. It really depends on where you want to start. And so I would suggest you start with that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for offering a way to create a new life after divorce. And for our listeners, remember, if you want to listen to Sharon's interview, it's up for 48 hours for free at replays.livingfreefromdivorce.com. So, Sharon, thank you so much, and I appreciate you being part of this, and what a great step into their journey for them if this is something that they're called to do. So thank you for taking the time and sharing with our listeners
about your
transformational coaching.
Thank you, and I just see anyone who's going through divorce, you know, my mother went through a very challenging and difficult divorce, but, you know, I saw how much she grew. And just anytime we're going through any kind of experience, you know, we can't see the blessing in it during it, and I would never say, oh, there's so much blessing in it, but I'm just imagining everyone on the other side of it and looking back saying, you know, a lot of good came out of that, ultimately. So I'm holding the vision for everyone who's listening to this that there is good that comes out of anything that you experience.
Thank you, Sharon. That's really kind. Okay, listeners, remember, you can get all the upgrades. You can listen to all the speakers by going to upgrade.livingfreefromdivorce, or if you're on Sharon's page, you can go to the top of the page and just click on upgrades, and you get all those gifts that the speakers have given, as well as being able to listen to what they've shared over the time. Tomorrow, Friday, June 7th, remember our Fridays are at 11:30 Pacific time. And our final speaker will be Jenith Blackard, who's known as the Conscious Change Agent. She'll be talking about money plus meaning plus you. And she playfully invites people around the globe to open to greater energy, oneness, and expanded possibilities. My closing affirmation for today is, "It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves," by Edmund Hillary. So thank you so much for being part of our series and for investing in yourself. And I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Thank you so much.